Well, as we mentioned yesterday, there is a group that has would like to see school start sooner in Sioux Falls. It's a group called Parents in Favor of Changing the Sioux Falls School Calendar, and they had a successful petition drive to put the issue of school start times on the ballot. Joining us this morning is Rhonda Lockwood, who is with the group. Rhonda, how are you?
I am doing well. How about you?
I'm great. Thanks so much for spending a little time with us this morning.
Absolutely. Thanks for having us.
Sure. Tell us a little bit about how you got involved with the effort and why the petition drive.
You know, it actually started about, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago. Three of us moms were kind of connected with different people, knowing that we were all concerned with the school calendar. And we started kind of a push at that time, trying to work with the school board to see if they would consider compromising and kind of changing the calendar. They did it for a year, and then it's just gradually gone back to the way it was. And I think we thought enough is enough. The school board's not listening to us, and we decided to take the legal route instead, since they weren't going to pay attention to what the parents were saying. So that's in a nutshell.
Now, as you talk about the school year starting too early, what kind of problems did it cause maybe for you or your concerns, and what have you heard from other people?
You know, I think the overwhelming response is the same. Whether you have elementary, middle, or high school, we're starting school so early. It's blazing hot out. We're missing probably, quite frankly, the best part of the summer in South Dakota. And we're getting out so early. Yesterday was 45. You were just talking about it freezing tonight, and the kids are getting out of school. And so we're kind of off a few weeks as to when the summer would be best for our kids and for our families, for the businesses, everybody surrounding in South Dakota, quite frankly.
Now, the it's difficult to undertake one of these petition drives. It actually takes a little bit of work, but it sounds like you got it. Your group was able to complete it fairly quickly.
You know what? I tell you what, I've got a way better respect for people who need to get petitions signed at this point, knowing what you go through. But we had 20 days to get the signatures, and we ended up actually getting a larger amount. We got 6,100 even. Now, we know that some of those will be thrown out for various reasons, but I think we've got a nice cushion, and we just had a great group of parents who were willing to step up and go out and get the signatures we needed.
Rhonda Lockwood is our guest this morning. She's with the group Parents in Favor of Changing the Sioux Falls School Calendar. They'd like to see an earlier start time. What kind of, obviously with such a strong response to the petition, what kind of responses were you hearing from people then, Rhonda?
Constantly we were hearing, thank you for doing this. This needs to be done. And quite frankly, a lot of what people were saying was it's time for the school board to start listening to the parents and not just dictating to us what they think is best for our kids. And very few did not support the effort that we were doing, to be honest with you.
I know the school district talks about the semester tests and when the semester break comes into place and the reason for the early start so that they can complete the semester before the Christmas break for, especially for some of the older kids. What do you make of that?
I tell you what, I've got elementary, middle, and high schooler. I've got a senior who had 5 acceptances to college in November. Before the school calendar, or excuse me, before the semester tests were done. I don't believe that's the accurate argument. Their argument continues to change depending upon how we respond to them. I understand that's their argument now. I think it's inaccurate. I think they've made the decision they want the calendar the way it is, period.
So when is a better time for school to start, in your mind?
Well, I tell you what, the way our law is written, if we get this to the vote and it passes, it's going to be Memorial Day to Labor Day. We were willing, we continue to work with them to try to see if we can move that a little bit. But again, they're not willing to work with us. And so the way the law is written, it will be Memorial Day, Labor Day, and at Memorial.
And you've touched on this. Obviously, there's a sentiment that the board just and others have said this certainly a perception that the board is not listening and is not reacting. You talk about continuing to try to work with them. What kind of overtures have you made to the district, and what's the response been?
I think what people have done is they've continued to voice their concerns. We've gone to meetings. A few weeks back, there was a forum, so to speak, on the calendar. Somebody got to speak, period. No questions, no interest from the board in talking to us about it. It's just cut off. I personally made phone calls to all of the school board members when this originated a few years ago. I was shocked at how I was treated because I had never, ever done anything like that before. I thought, well, of course they're going to be receptive and welcoming of what parents thought. That was not the case. And I think that's just the overlying view that people have, is that they just don't listen to us.
They really do conduct their meetings differently. And I know years ago, as a news reporter, I would cover the school board meetings, and obviously have since watched a number of them. You know, and you think of, you know, like the Sioux Falls City Council meeting, where they're on a particular topic and they open it up to the public and people, you know, come up and address, and maybe even the city councilor might ask questions. And now when you go address the school board, it may not even be on the night they're considering something. And boy, they really are running the clock on your ability to speak, and you're done, boom, out of there. And that's it. You can't just show up at a meeting and address the board.
Absolutely. You have to really be watching the paper to see what's on the agenda, because there's not a lot of communication coming out of IPC when parents call about what's going to be on the agenda. You're referred to look at it officially either on the website or when it's published. At that point, there's a process to try to get on the agenda to speak. Limited amounts of people can speak for a very limited amount of time, and that does not mean that the school board will start asking you questions or interact with you, quite frankly.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen that. Not that they haven't done it, but I don't think I've ever seen that happen.
When we did it about 4 years ago, again, I'm sorry, I don't remember the exact date, four or five years ago, we did get on the agenda. They did ask us a few questions, but it was very obvious that it was a short amount of time, and it was just not a real dialogue. We were not able to have a dialogue or real discussion as to what we were trying to ask.
So obviously here we are. The petition drive has been successful, and this will be a referendum to the voters.
Well, we hope so. We have copies of all the petitions because we wanted to make sure that they were counted accurately. We did ask when we turned them in when we would know the number of signatures that were valid. We were told that they didn't know, that they were very busy, and we would just need to keep checking back as to when they had the count done.
Real customer service oriented, huh?
And I tell you what, it's just been an exciting ride. But I have been it's just been lovely dealing with all the parents and the public on this topic. And I think Sioux Falls has got a great community who cares about their students. And I hope that the school board starts paying attention, that it's not just them who controls what's going on.
Rhonda Lockwood has been our guest. She's with the group Parents in Favor of Changing the Sioux Falls School Calendar. Rhonda, thanks for your time this morning. It was nice to visit with you.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too. Take care.